scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat, so you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese, please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Fleas. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Hey, wherever you are out there, I'm glad that you're here right now with your ear. So you're here with your ear, right?
I think they brought both ears, not just one.
Well, yeah, both ears. One could not be working. That's a possibility.
That's a fair comment.
Anyway, on the show this week, well, we take a look at Mrs. Elva Miller, largely forgotten 60 years ago today. You know, these days they don't know. They don't remember Mrs. Elva Miller. We're going to remind you and the crazy stuff as Mrs. Elva Miller sings the oldies. But they were newies back then.
They were hits.
That's
and she
it.
Massacred them.
Well, yes, but she massacred them in a very unique style.
Okay, that's fair.
On the Limburger Lounge, Ed Williams, and we're going to explore his way of life. But we're starting off with a guy back in the 60s. He was big as the guy in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Elyar Kernakhan, I think he was. One of those agents.
The Russian guy.
The Russian guy, yes, yes. But more recently, he played Dr. Donald Ducky Mallard on the television series NCIS.
Never saw that.
Neither did I, but it was a big deal. They called him Ducky and all that. But back then, wow, you know, he did not sing. Well, I think he did sing like one song.
Once.
But for the most part, he never sang. He just conducted a group of studio musicians. He put out like five or six albums doing just that. David McCallum. We're going to take a look at a couple songs that you probably know. David McCallum conducts the Batman theme shortly. But first off, we have him doing I Can't Get No Satisfaction on
Cheese Please.
classic kitsch with nostalgic novelty nuggets. And the hosts are pretty annoying, too. But you gotta love them.
Cheese.
With David McCallum sparing no expense in getting the best and conducting some of the best studio musicians out there. With the Batman theme, and before that, I can't get no satisfaction without Mick Jagger.
But you can with David McCallum.
Well, maybe, especially if you're an NCIS fan. I can see you now in front of the radio just melling out to the sounds of David McCallum conducting.
So fun.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Davidel, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warp, and the weird that we call Cheese Please.
Ah, I wish my tongue would work. I tell ya, we're taking a look at Mrs. Elva Miller this week on the show. She was found by Gary Owens, apparently.
He came to public attention with Gary Owens. She was kind of found on her own, I think.
Ah, okay.
She actually already was around before he featured her, I think.
But he broke her. Not figuratively speaking, of course, but, you know, he
released her to the world.
Thank you. Made her famous, I was about to say. And where did it go from that?
Well, arranger Fred Bach heard her recordings, told her to try maybe singing some contemporary popular songs.
Sure.
And then submitted her results to different record labels, and she got signed to Capitol Records.
Well, Capitol Records back then was signing some odd stuff, including, strangely enough, David McCallum.
And strangely enough, what was her appeal was that she was so unconventional and amateurish.
Ah.
And she once said in an interview in 1967 that during recording sessions, sometimes they conducted her to go slightly ahead or behind the beat.
Ah.
And that the release versions often were what she considered the worst takes.
Oh, so sort of like a...
So they made her sound worse on purpose.
It's sort of like a sort of influenced reality show going on there.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So what are we playing?
Shortly, in the not-too-distant future, you'll hear Monday Monday, a song made famous by the Mamas and Papas in the 60s. Shortly, you'll hear Yellow Submarine, yes, it's that version, of the Beatles classic. But we're starting off with another Beatles classic. Hang on to your ears for A Hard Day's Night on...
We're sorry, but it's Cheese Please.
It's been a hard day's night, and I'm hiding like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy your thing. And it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why you love to come home, 'cause we'll get you alone. You know I'll be okay. And I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight. Today's night, we've been working like a dog. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the thing that you do will make me feel all right.
Records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Oh dear.
Oh no. Oh no. I gotta fix my microphone.
So Mrs. Miller made me seasick with that song.
Oh no.
And before that we had Hard Day's Night with Mrs. Elva Miller.
Oh yeah.
And coming up now we've got Monday.
Right.
You're back.
It's working now. On
Cheese Please.
Monday.
us that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday morning, how could you leave and not take me?
With Mrs. Alva Miller and Monday, Monday. And her version certainly sums up the, what I think of Mondays in general.
Yes, horrible, awful, ick.
Yeah, exactly.
And she wasn't even... It's like she was singing one song and the band was playing something completely different.
Yeah, but you know what? The funny thing is that Capitol Records, who totally resisted in... releasing Beatles songs in the U.S. in the early 1960s, actually decided to release this stuff.
In the late 1960s.
Mid-late 1960s, yeah. So, the irony.
The irony.
Thank you. Oh, boy. One of these days. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and we have a couple more quick Mrs. Miller facts.
Good.
She actually recorded Downtown in 1966.
Right.
It charted on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh.
It reached 82.
Whoa!
It went so well that way, they even released the B-side, A Lover's Concerto. That charted at 95.
Wow, but you know, they're not as famous as the Beatles, and that's why we played the Beatles.
We never play the Beatles doing the Beatles. We just play everybody else.
Exactly. My name is Starfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and we're moving on to this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
And on the lounge this week, we have none other than Ed Williams.
Is he anybody famous or is he just some weirdo?
I have no idea.
Okay, then we're going to go with he's just some weirdo.
He may be a nice guy now. Come on.
He recorded this.
Well,
if all I have to judge him by is this, he's a weirdo.
He can still be a nice guy, Daffodil. Come on.
Well, I suppose you're a nice guy and you're also a weirdo, so.
Well, there we go. It is My Way of Life, or Ed's Way of Life, on...
Cheese, Please!
Gotta have you near all the time with your dreams wrapped in mine. Gotta be a part of your soul and of your heart all the time. Nothing in this world that I do means a thing without you. I'm just half alive in my struggle to survive without you. You are my way. you out of my sight. Be it day, be it night, you belong to me. That's the way it has to be, wrong or right. Don't need the crowds at my door, the applause from the floor. All I need is you and the love that we once knew, nothing more.
Ed Williams and his little outdated mentality on that song.
It's very...
You belong to me, that's the way it's gonna be. I mean, really.
Maybe he's singing about his dog.
Oh, well, I don't know about his
dog. Or a horse, maybe a horse?
Well, yeah,
a horse, of course, a horse, of course.
He's a little outdated, isn't he? Just a bit.
Well, it's not like he recorded the song last week.
Well, true. But I guess that's part of the keys, isn't it, Daffodil? We point out stuff like that is slightly out of date.
Slightly.
Just a bit. Wrapping up the Limburger Lounge, my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have Let Your Tornado on the Radio reach the end of another episode.
Yeah, but you have some more stuff on David McCallum, you tell me.
I know. After we played, usually we don't talk about the people at the top.
Yeah.
Right? So I didn't have anything prepared. But then I went looking because you had said something about that he doesn't sing. That's not true.
Oh. Well, he sang one song, maybe.
Well, no. He sang his own composition in an episode of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh. I bet that saved the production a lot of money, his own composition and all.
Yeah. It was called Trouble. He also sang with Nancy Sinatra on the Take Me to Your Leader affair, and he played instruments in a couple of episodes.
Well, I knew he played instruments, but he always conducted on his albums. That was kind of weird.
Yes. And he actually had a piece called The Edge.
Okay.
Which was sampled by Dr. Dre.
Oh, the rap dude.
And it also appears in soundtracks to video games.
Wow.
So including Grand Theft Auto 4.
Okay.
And in the 2017 film Baby Driver.
So his musical abilities
are still being appreciated today.
Wow, who knew? All I knew, he was like just conducting albums. Oh, man, he's done some other stuff too.
He has.
Oh, wow.
See?
I learned something today.
It's always important to learn.
Yes, of course. And it's always important to open the glove compartment to figure out what's in there.
Yes, please do that.
You sure?
My hands are behind my back. I'm not worried about pot fingers.
Oh, here we go. Oh, jeez. There we go.
Yeah, okay. I keep my fingers as far away from that thing as it is possible to be.
Well, my fingers are all over the place with my mic broke earlier. Oh.
It doesn't take much to put you off your game. I'm sorry.
No, no, no. It was, well, we can't say what happened here. That's all I got to say.
It was not a user error.
No, no,
I will
no.
tell the listener it was not something you did wrong.
It was a technical error that
was a technical glitch.
We worked out and we moving on to play the credit card song with Dick Feller. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back again. I am 100% sure there will be new shenanigans.
Well, I guess this story must begin that fateful day way back when I decided I should have a credit card. So I filled out this application, listed all my recommendations, sent it off in the mail, and in a month or so the mailman brought me my brand new charge all card. Better than checks, safer than money, and not near as dirty. Well, it laid around for a couple of days, so finally I thought, what the hey, why not see if this thing will really work? So I went down to my favorite store, picked out three or four shirts or more, a pair of pants and a striped tie, and the man came by and said, yes, sir, cash or charge? I said, just put it on my credit card. Write that dude up. Oh, convenient. Now I put that card away in a drawer, and I never charged $1 more. Then one day in the mail, I got this bill. Typed on a card all full of holes, it said, do not staple, bend, or fold, was the astronomical figure of $3,200.42. When? There's been a mistake. So I got on the phone. Hello? Hello? I got Mr. Black and Mr. Brown, and then I got the runaround, till finally Mr. Green came on the line. I said, sir, this may be hard to take, but your computer has made a mistake. It says I owe more money than I've ever seen. And he said, people like you make mistakes. Computers do not lie. Send us the bread. PDQ. Well, now this has just about done me in, so I grabbed that computer card again, the one with all those holes punched out so nice. And I threw it on the floor and I stomped it twice, and I whipped out my pocket knife and punched out a few new holes, but there hadn't been no holes before, then I bent it double. Stapled it across the end, drove my car over it, stick that up your computer. I sent it back in and never heard no more, till one day the mailman came to the door with a special delivery from the charge-all place. Inside was a note from Mr. Green, said we run your card through our machine, and it tells us you've overpaid your bill. Enclosed is a check payable to you for $9,000. We appreciate your business. Well, I got back on the phone again, called Mr. Green, and he was in, and I said, I think there's something you should know. Then I told him what the computer had done, and I said, just remember, you're the one that told me computers do not lie. Thank you.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.chezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You are now listening to CJSF. 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.